Well, joining me now, I have lecturer and meteorologist Martin Babakian to talk about the weather. Hi, Martin. How are you today?
Good morning, Shannon. I'm all right. Thank you very much.
That's great to hear. Now, Martin, climate change. Talk about this.
Well, the climate change, you can see there's so many people talking against climate change. They're not even believing in climate change. Even they call themselves atheists on media. They are very popular people in the media and talking against climate change, climate ideas. Climate change is happening now. It's happening again. And so what's happening is going to happen in the future. It's going to destroy the future of our society. And would like to talk more about it more scientifically and create factual data for community to understand. That's what I'm going to. So I'm talking about climate change reality. In the past 2 years, have been notable dry conditions over much of eastern Australia from 2018 till now, especially very dry. January 2018 to March 2019, 15 months, it was the driest period we ever seen in Australia. And then 80% of New South Wales have received rainfall totals that are in the lowest 10% of such a period on the record. Just imagine, we've never seen this before. On record. And then the very dry condition also have extended to cover large part of Victoria and eastern half of South Australia. The most important thing people don't understand, when you go to the farming industry, you talk to the farmers, they're going to talk about average soil moisture, which is the top 100 centimeters of the soil when they plant their, whatever they would like to put in agriculture. Soil over the past 24 hours has been low on the record, the lowest soil moisture on the record, even close to Murray-Darling Basin. These values provide estimate of moisture stress experienced by vegetation and severity of agricultural drought. Now, just imagine, moisture stress experienced by vegetation and severity of agricultural drought. These are the things that are happening right now to our farming industry. And these people are saying climate change deniers. We're looking at now weather forecast. I'm going to give you weather forecast for 2 weeks. Weather situation right now, we see there's a high pressure system over southeastern Australia shifting to the southern Tasman Sea today and continue to move slowly east over the next several days. Once the high pressure is here over Tasman Sea, moving further east, and will generate coastal showers, eastern Great Divide, between coast and the Great Dividing Range, because southeast to the stream, moist air hitting the Great Dividing Range produces some showers. That's all the weather conditions are going to be. Looking at the weather forecast for next 2 weeks, and looking at Monday the 24th, I'm expecting some rain with the maximum temperature 15, humidity 75%, about 6 to 7 millimeters of rain, and I'm expecting soil temperature 11, soil moisture 23. And then Tuesday, light showers about 2 millimeters, maximum temperature 15, humidity 78%. Soil temperature is not going to change, 11 degrees, soil moisture 24%. Wednesday, light showers, maximum temperature 16, rain, relative humidity 73%, 3 millimeters of rain. And then soil temperature 11, soil moisture 25%. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all dry conditions, few clouds, maximum temperature between 16 to 18 degrees, and there's no change in the soil moisture, soil temperature. Looking at Monday the 1st of July, there's few clouds, maximum temperature 19, humidity 53%, no rain, soil temperature 14 degrees, soil moisture dropping now to 18% now. Tuesday, rain, 19 degrees temperature maximum, 43%, humidity, the rain is about 6 millimeters, and then expecting maximum soil temperature 14, soil moisture 18. Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms are part of Gloucester and northern part of Gloucester, Barrington Tops, expecting some scattered thunderstorms, maximum temperature 17, humidity 65%, about 7 millimeters of rain, soil temperature 13, soil moisture 20%. Thursday, few cloud, maximum temperature 16. Friday, few cloud, maximum temperature 15. Saturday, few cloud, maximum temperature 16. On Sunday, light rain showers, maximum temperature 16. Looking at all these conditions, I'm telling us exactly what's happening across the area. But what I'd like to do, I'd like to progress this weather forecast to show exactly what's going to happen to all of this. Only I'm trying to say how much rain we're going to get. At Gloucester, in 2 weeks' time, I'm expecting 20 to 22 millimeters of rain. More or less 5 days of fortnight weather forecast are some rain showers. Northwest Slopes and Plains, Maureen Arabrai area, I'm expecting 7.5 millimeters of rain. Only 2 days of 2 weeks, there's some rain. Central West Slopes and Plains, double area, 13 millimeters of rain, only 2 days of rain. So that's how the rain it's going to be spread in the next 2 weeks. Thank you very much.
Martin, thank you so much for this excellent weather analysis. We truly appreciate it. And for more information, go to the website, go to bucketsradio.com.au. And if you'd like to ask Martin a question, please email support@bucketsradio.com.au.